Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me through our Helena connection at the Helena Capital Bureau is Alan R. Scott. Alan is the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony. Welcome back to Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the opening night concert, the kickoff of the season, will be coming up this Saturday, a concert you've entitled Heroic Portraits. It'll be Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Helena Civic Center. We'll talk about the beginning of the season, but maybe I'll have you do just a brief overview as we begin. You had a wonderful summer concert again, and I have a full schedule of six masterwork concerts and more coming up in this next season. So busy things on the schedule and a great summer, it sounds like.
Really, truly we do. And we're so thrilled that the Symphony Under the Stars for the 10th anniversary, we had over 16,000 people. It's considered, if not is, the largest performing arts outdoor event in the state. So it's been such an important thing for our economy here in Helena. Over $1 million goes into the community that weekend. And so the season officially, though, opens this weekend, and we have six Masterworks concerts. We have several non-subscription concerts, including a family holiday, a Christmas in the Cathedral, a youth concert for fourth and fifth graders, and two things that are new this year, a program called Symphony Kids. There's four different concerts for that, for children 5 to 10 ages. And then we also have a new program with the Florence Crittenden Home for women, which we're doing a thing called Music and Mothers, bringing these young women to the concerts and also bringing music to them and their young children at the home. So we have quite a wonderful season going.
It sounds like a busy season again and lots of activities. You mentioned that you have some concerts where you've programmed Beethoven and have a Beethoven special of sorts, right?
Yeah, we actually, for several reasons, obviously there's nothing wrong with Beethoven, but the idea that we wanted to attract more 20s to 40-year-olds. Our audience in general is actually much younger than the average age audience. You know, the classical music age is often in early to mid-60s is the national average. Our average audience age is 48 to 52, 55. We haven't lost the more traditional age audience, but we've gained over the years of our 1,200 to 1,500 people audience, we've gained a much younger professional crowd. Helena being a political town, a very vibrant young professional, and a very liberal town. I mean, that has really contributed to our audience demographics. So we wanted to just reinforce that. We have several young professional organizations through the Chamber of Commerce and through other nonprofits. So we're offering for people 20s to 40s a three-package concert, and they get three concerts for $50, and all of those concerts have a Beethoven symphony on it. So September, January, and February. And they get a pre-concert complimentary drink at a local establishment, you know, that would serve a glass of wine beforehand. So it gives these young professionals an opportunity to network and socialize and also become a part of the arts community. So we're really looking forward to see how this goes.
I'm talking with Alan R. Scott, the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony. All these concerts we're talking about are listed clearly on the website. Go to helenasymphony.org, or the number to call is 442-1860. This weekend is the opening concert, and you've got the governor on the bill and a special celebration, an interesting program, and a really a tribute program to begin this year, right?
Yeah, I sort of think it's a rite of passage for many politicians to sort of go through participating in the Lincoln portrait. I have done it with so many politicians, including Vice President Al Gore. I've done it with two governors of Pennsylvania, mayors of Philadelphia, the mayor here, Jim Smith of Helena, Governor Schweitzer when he first got elected. So we told Governor Bullock it is part of his rite of passage, and he was thrilled to do it. And their busy schedules, it's tough to work it in, but he will narrate words about and by Lincoln. It's a very well-known piece, and that sort of is sort of the connection with the Beethoven and a work by Charles Ives.
We'll talk about this weekend and the kickoff. Tickets still available, I imagine, for individual concerts and also season subscriptions?
They absolutely are, especially on the website and the Young Professionals Concert Series package as well. And subscribers, in addition to so many other things, they also get tickets to the champagne dessert reception afterwards, which is includes a sponsorship by the Parrot, which many people around the state know the Parrot Confectionery. It's one of the oldest confectionaries in the country, and they sponsor the entire thing and provide all the desserts. And it's an opportunity to mingle with the musicians, and I love to meet concert goers, and certainly to meet the governor. So, and subscribers get in for free. Other people just pay $10. It's a great opportunity. It's more of a friend raiser than anything else.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful start for your season coming up. The Helena Symphony will be doing 6 Masterworks concerts and a number of non-subscription concerts as well. And this weekend's opening night concert celebration, Heroic Portraits, will be Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Helena Civic Center. There's information, tickets, and much more at the website, helenasymphony.org, or you can call this number, 442-1860. Alan R. Scott, music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony, thank you so much.
Thank you.